Good morning, campers. How y'all feeling this week? Well, I hope you're staying good because today we are going to share this episode with my mom. So the mama of Campfire Adventures, she's our guest host. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
And it's not just that we're having her as our special guest. We're also celebrating a very special day in her life because it's her birthday.
Woohoo!
So we're like, what is it? Immortalizing this day in the podcast, and then we're sharing it with you. So she's our special guest, so I love you and thank you for being here, Mom.
Oh.
And we're just hanging out, and we're trying to come up with a story, and one that kept coming back to me, which we haven't actually done and people have asked me to do, is a story of the Mexican version of the boogeyman, which you all should know as the cucuy. So that's the story that we're going to share with you today. We are chilling in the room because it's just been a long week, but we're happy to be here with you. And I guess, you know, we'll thank you all out there in podcast land for indulging us in this week's episode. We appreciate you always. And with all that said, let's grab our drinks. We are chilling around the portable campfire, and it's time for us to get into this week's episode. Okay, so like I said, this week's episode, we're going to cover the story of the cucuy. And there are many different versions of this tale that have been told for a long time. And I'm sure, if you're like me, that stories come around. At least, I feel like in our family, like when we said it, it was just a joke. And like, we'd joke about it with my brothers and sisters kind of thing. But it wasn't really like a, if you don't listen, like the cucuy is really going to come get you, right? Kind of thing. But in a lot of Hispanic households and in different cultures within like Latin America and even in Europe, this story is so prevalent and it gets told from generation to generation to generation. And so I figured with this podcast, maybe we'd talk a little bit about what the cryptid looks like, where the story came from, and what different types of stories there are. So the story of the cucuy starts with a description. So the description that I got is basically that there's a cryptid out there and it's covered in dark brown hair all over its body. It's misshapen, so it's not humanoid enough and it's not, you know, Bigfoot enough. So it's a little bit unique in its shape. It's smaller in stature, has red, piercing, beady little eyes, has a great jaw full of sharp, serrated teeth for the chomping, and then it has a nice large set of ears. So this cryptid comes in this form, but that's not all it can do. It's not just scary in appearance, and maybe if you're another cucuy, you might think that, hey, this person don't look too bad, but to us, it would scare the living daylights out of me. So it doesn't just scare people with its appearance. It also has some other things that differentiate itself from some of the other cryptids we talked about. It's a shapeshifter. And it can morph itself into anything. Now, I think the most popular shape-shifting form that this cryptid chooses to be is that of a shadow. Something without a face. Something that'll help it get around so that way it can get to its next victim. And once it gets its victim, it'll take it back to its lair. And some things happen. But we'll get to that because what victim and who should be afraid of the cucuy? Now, to talk about who this cryptid is after, I think we should state a little bit about where it comes from. So allegedly, depending on however you want to hear this story or interpret it, the idea of the cucuy comes from a time when Europeans were coming over here, right? And so as a legend goes, or at least as history with the legend goes, the cultures that spoke Spanish, so Spain and maybe even Portugal, like they had this story of something called the coco or the cocoa. And those words, in my mind and in all the articles, translate to like coconut, like brown, hairy, small. And it all surrounded around this idea of some mischievous like cryptid that lived out in their existence. And then they came over here and that story morphed even more. And eventually that story of that brown hairy little creature turned into the legend of the Kukui. And like I said, so the story gets passed along from generation. So in my interpretation, we're just gonna say at some point in time, there was a family and there were these little kids. And in a way to make kids listen to their parents, they'd come up with the tale to tell them, like, hey, if you don't listen, there's a monster out there that's gonna come get you. Maybe even just scare you. But, you know, it had to have a name. So they took that name of the cocoa or the coco and turned it into El Cucuy. And the legend was thus born. So then those kids were told the story of the Cucuy, something that would come get them. And then when they grew up, in order to get their kids to listen to them, they also told them the story of the Cucuy. And now here we are in 2023, and we're still talking about this cryptid. So if this is all sounding familiar, and if you're thinking like, hey, this is, you know, haven't we talked about this? Isn't this one of the first episodes that we did? Well, I mean, you'd kind of be right if you mentioned the boogeyman, but this is the Mexican, Hispanic, Latin American, apparently also European version of that tale. So the Cucuy was used to scare children. And as I've addressed this from earlier podcasts, I don't know why parents think that the only way to get children to listen to them is by scaring them or like telling them some crazy story of some monsters. Like, if you don't listen to me and eat your broccoli, you're going to get, you know, a meeting with some cryptid and some creature that's going to scare the living daylights out of you. And you know what? I'm giving them permission to do it because you're bad. So I don't know why they decided to do that, but they've done it. And for some reason, it just kind of stuck. So what exactly happens if you don't listen to your parents? It could be literally anything. If you were told to do your homework, if you were told to do some chores around the house, if you were told, like, you need to be in before the street lights go on. Hey, look at that. I'm only saying that because I messed it up in the Boogeyman episode. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and listen to that. But I wanted to make sure I got it right. If you weren't in the house before the street lights came on, then there's a problem. So you're given all these little guidelines as kids. And it's not for the purpose of just like controlling you, obviously. Your parents obviously grew up. They know what they've gone through as children. And they're just trying to protect you, right? But being that we're little kids and we think that we know everything and even still, you know, kind of know everything, it's like, we don't got to listen to our parents. What's the worst that can happen? Thus creates the idea of El Cucuy. So the Cucuy, it's said that like if you don't listen to these guidelines or if you don't follow the rules, he'll come visit you in the night and he'll scare you. But from what I found out, it's not just to get scared. It's more than that. So this cryptid allegedly lives out in the mountains. He has a cave, I don't know, you know, a couple of caves. In my mind and from what I found, it's just one entity, one being. And he waits for nighttime, and once night falls, he moves through the shadows to look for those kids who are being disobedient, who weren't listening, who still maybe aren't even sleeping because they know their bedtime's 8 o'clock, they know the lights are on outside, but they don't care because they're like, well, I'm gonna keep playing. What if I've been playing Super Animal Royale? If you don't know what that is, you should check it out, it's really fun. So they're sitting there and they're playing their video games thinking nothing's gonna happen. Well, the Cucuy's on the hunt. And night's falling, and it's moving through the shadows. And it gets to your house, right? You're sitting up there playing your video games, or maybe you're sleeping because you're tired, but you didn't do your homework and you didn't do your chores. Well, this cryptid sneaks through the house. It can shapeshift into anything. I don't know how else to say that, but it can do it. And once it does it, game on. Gets in the house, it'll, if it has to, hide in your closet, hide under your bed, just waiting for the opportunity for you to fall asleep, for you to let your guard down, for you to just not even think that you've done anything bad. And once you do that, you know what it does? It gets you. If you know where that's from, it's from SpongeBob. It's really funny. I'll post that video, and I posted it before, but that's when he talks about the hash-slinging slasher. Anyway, so Cucuy. So he gets you. And he's not just there to scare you. This cryptid's gonna grab you and then take you back to its lair. And once it takes you back to its lair, remember how I said it has a giant set of razor sharp teeth? It uses it to eat you. And thus, that's the story that I found of El Cucuy. It doesn't just let you go. So you can't barter with him. You can't promise that, like, I'm going to do my homework next time. I'm totally going to listen to my parents. I'm going to come in before the streetlights go on. But you can try all that. It doesn't work. It just starts to eat you because that's what it feeds off of. And that's how its existence continues. And so reading that was kind of disheartening because I was like, you know, what happens if my brothers and sister were like, right, and the Cucuy really did come to get me, and then he ate me, and there was nothing you could do about it? Or, like, with parents, they're telling you this story, like, you better listen to me, or else the Cucuy is going to come get you. Like, how would you feel in the morning if you, like, didn't see your kid there, and you're like, oh, snap, did the Cucuy really come, you know? So that's one legend. Now, there are multiple stories, like I'm telling you. One of them was saying that there's also a female version of the Cucuy, but still comes through and does the same exact thing. Like, it's like a split, like, cryptid. So there's a male version and a female, but there's still one entity, just two. And then they go out and do their thing throughout the night. There's also another legend where it's just a story. Like, the Cucuy is, like, told, and I think this is, like, the Brazilian version of it, but it comes to your house and it allegedly will, like, scratch you or just scare you. So sometimes when you wake up and you see, like, scratches or maybe, like, a bruise or something, you're like, oh, how'd that get there? And it's supposed to be that was a visit from El Cucuy, right?
Yeah.
So the legends are insane and the multitude of stories are prevalent, like, so many of them. But there's another version that I felt was worth sharing with you. And this one's a legend that's specific to Mexican culture. So this story goes that there was a father, and this is supposed to be the birth of El Cucuy, depending on what you believe, but this is how it goes. So there was a father who was telling his kids, like, hey, you need to listen, you need to do your chores, you need to do your homework, you need to do this, this, that, and the other, right? Well, they didn't listen. They were like, you don't tell me what to do. You know, like, I'm going to go play Super Animal Royale and do all this stuff. But he was tired of it because his kids didn't listen. And he already told them, like, El Cucuy is going to come get you if you don't listen. So they didn't listen. He got tired of it. And he's like, well, I'm going to teach you a lesson. So he grabbed his kids, put them in the closet, and he closed the door. And he's like, well, I got to get my errands done. I got to do this and that. Just teach them a little bit of a lesson by leaving them in the closet. I don't know who this is going to teach a lesson except for just causing them to have PTSD. But it's alleged that the dad forgot about the kids, and he went off and did everything that he needed to do throughout the day. So when he came back, his house had actually caught on fire. And it's said at that moment, like, he was instantly cursed. He didn't know what the curse was going to be, but he was cursed. So he goes and he looks to see if his kids had survived. And unfortunately, in this story, they didn't. And so
He left them at home alone?
He left them at home alone because he forgot that he had put them in the closet. He thought, like, they were just hanging out doing whatever they were doing. And somehow a fire had started and he lost them. It was a terrible story. I'm so sorry. This is just one of the legends. So we can either choose to just think that this is not true, or maybe somebody's like, yeah, I read that before. At the moment, we're just going to go on with thinking it's not true. But it's one of the stories I wanted to share with you all. So he starts to, like, lose his mind and looks through any closet that he can just in hopes that he can find his kids, but he can't. And the curse starts to, like, mess with his mind, and he starts to, like, incessantly just search for children, search for them, search for them, search for them. And in the process of that, he morphs into what is now the Cucuy. And he doesn't just look for his own kids. He's just out hunting children at this point. Mm-hmm. He turns into the Cucuy. And he eats children. So that's why he lives out in the mountains. That's one legend. There's another legend with a similar story, but the kids, because they were locked in the closet, they actually, their souls turned into the Cucuy. So they go out and use the shadows to go out and hunt disobedient children to stop them from potentially turning into, you know, the same situation that they had where they got left in the closet and then turned into the Cucuy. So that's another story.
So instead of eating them, why didn't they just scare them so that they can run home?
So I think that the legend itself just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't think that people thought that they were actually going to get scared. So I think that the idea that you can actually get eaten by this cryptid scared children even more to, like, behave more. Now, I'm not sure if you actually need to believe in this cryptid for any of this to actually happen. And I don't think that I've heard a story recently of there being a cryptid that actually did any of this stuff. It could just be legend. It could be associated with other things that were happening at different times. But that's the problem with this story, is that I wasn't actually able to pinpoint a time in history when the tale actually was told. The only thing that we know is that it came from, like, Spanish-speaking countries in Europe and then moved over here and then morphed into what we have now. So I just think that it evolved to be, like, darker and darker and darker and darker. And I think, well, you actually have a story that I think is pertinent to this conversation.
I do.
My mom actually had a run-in with a cuy. And I don't, do you want to share that story?
Sure, why not? So one day I went with my sister Betty to one of her doctor's appointments. And while we were there, she was wearing her sunglasses. And we were just sitting there chatting, waiting for them to call her back, when a little girl and her mother came and sat by us.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl kept on looking at my sister and just, you know, looking at her. And so my sister decided to take her glasses off and say hi to the little girl.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice. And then, but once she took her glasses off, the little girl just looked at her and she ran to her mom and said, "Mom, mommy, mommy, la cucuy, la cucuy." And she was pointing at my sister Betty, like she was a cucuy. And my sister looked at me and looked at her. She's all like, "Shut up, little brat." Called the little girl little brat.
Oh my, saying that. I would have called her that too.
Oh my god. And I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't help myself, but I just laughed, and we kind of just brushed it off. And the mom told the little girl, "No, don't say that, that's not nice." And so my sister was just smiling, but inside she was like, "Little brat."
She's like, "If I could go through the shadows right now to you." Well, I thought we were going to do no names, but since names were already given, if my aunt actually ever listens to this, the story is told in love. So we love you. And
we love you, Auntie Betty.
I love you so much. And I just think that these stories need to be shared. And we've actually, you know, told this story before. So that's why I thought, like, hey, it's really cool if we can throw in every different type of legend of the cuckoo. Like, you know, this might be the female one that we didn't know about. I'm so sorry. I can't stop laughing. Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And
well, okay, so more with the cuckoo, just a little bit. So I don't know if you actually ever thought about it, but did you ever think what the cuckoo looked like before? Or was it just in your mind like an urban legend? Because did your parents tell you this story too?
Yeah, they told us that. And I used to tell that to my nieces and nephews when I babysat them. I kind of thought of it when I was told that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at home alone and it was getting dark and I would be like, "Oh my God, I'm so scared. The cuckoo's out there."
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought of a big figure, like a somebody wearing black, just, you know, kind of creepy looking. Can't really see their face or anything. Just like more or less like a dark shadow.
Okay, kind of like Voldemort from Harry Potter.
Yeah, kind of.
Something like wrapped in mystery and shadow, which is crazy that you say that, because that's what the like art depictions that I found while looking up the cuckoo was, like a creature that was covered like with like a cloak. Yeah. And like you couldn't really see. And I think that that's the essence of the creepiness of it all, because the eyes and the teeth and then, you know, being covered in, and then the shadows, you just wouldn't know exactly what you're looking at. And then to hear that the story relates from a coconut. And the reason why they said it was like the coco or the cocoa is because it resembled a head.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they're saying, like a smaller, like misshapen being with a head, brown, hairy. And then it morphed into El Cocuy.
Yeah.
So there's just so much around this story that I feel like we still don't understand. And I think that we won't ever truly understand the legend of the Kukui because it's been passed along so many times through generation to generation to generation. The only thing that I was able to find out was that El Kukui is a child eater. That's what its name is supposed to mean. It's the Hispanic version of the boogeyman, a bugaboo of story just to keep kids like in line and in order. Which, I mean, at what cost? At what cost to this, you know, fear we're going to have? But, hey, the legend's been passed on to me, so I think we got to keep it going. So just wait till I see those kids again. But definitely keep in mind that you want to make sure you listen to your parents if you're not listening now. And then also, I know that it's focused on children, but you never know when you might come face-to-face with a cryptid like the Kukui, the boogeyman. This cryptid is actually so famous that it has movies about it, books written about it. There's a sushi roll. There's alcohol that's named after the Kukui.
Really?
Yeah, even freaking Machete. What's his name? Danny Trejo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was known as El Kukui in one of his movies.
Oh, I can picture him as El Kukui. Yeah.
But not... Definitely. Well, that was just his, like, name that he went by in the movie. So I was like, he's so cool. Like, it's just built on this persona of, like, scary, like, but mysteriously, like, sought after, too. And I feel like each one of those things, like sushi roll, I bet that's bomb. You know, I can have a drink, you know, responsibly, but El Kukui would be cool. And then just the things that I feel like it's been become associated with. So we might have to have a movie night to watch the El Kukui movie. It's supposed to be a little... Scared. Dark and, you know, mysterious, but it, you know, why not? We've done it before with our other episodes, and I feel like we can always get into a little bit more. But I think with all that said, we've already touched on everything that I had to share with you. There wasn't so much more that I've been able to find on El Kukui. I wanted to find so much more, but I think that that supports the shroud of mystery behind the story. It's just like we'll never truly know the origin or the exact history, but we have the story that we can pass along to the next generation and then to the next one. It'll just be a bugaboo that I think will be timeless. So if you know anything about the Kukui and you want to share it, go ahead and give us a call. You know, you can write us in Instagram. You can write us on our website. We'd love to hear more or even your version if you have an aunt or a friend who's been associated with the Kukui. But I really appreciate my mom for letting me share a part of her story with us, and also my aunt. Thank you. If you listen to this, we love you. And just to for you all out there in podcast land to be around to hang out with us, I really truly appreciate everything you're all doing. I really appreciate the listening, the comments, the stories. You were asking for the Kukui for a long time, and we finally got into it, but I appreciate it. So we're at the end of another episode. I appreciate you for listening. Go ahead and check out our website at www.campfireadventurespodcast.com. Well, source material on there. You can listen to this episode on there. You can also listen to all of our past episodes, and we'll have everything that you could possibly need there. You can also look at our Instagram and Facebook at Campfire Adventures Podcasts. And then every noise you heard is because we're chilling in the room and we are still using these mics. So I hope that you like the way that they sound. We're working on it. And whether you listen to this in the morning or the evening, I hope you have a good morning or a good evening. Mom, did you want to say anything else?
All you kids out there, be good because the Kukui is real.
Yeah, you know her.
I'm scared right now. I'm going to have...
Because she's going to call you. She's going to call you when she hears this episode. The Kukui has a phone now, so be careful. I'm just kidding. All right, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And then thanks for being here to celebrate with us, campers. So, all right, bye.
Bye.